listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. The first two contracts have been awarded for the Pioneer Valley Pumped Hydro Project as campaigns against it ramp up. Save Yungala has launched its website and a petition claiming the renewable energy scheme will kill platypus and destroy a natural wonder. But local business owner Stephen Burt, whose company has begun drilling for samples at the site, says it's a significant boost to his company and local jobs.
It's a generational project. It's not just a slap bang 12 months ago. This is generations of work for people, and then the thing will be running for the rest of its life.
A man has been seriously injured in a two-vehicle crash on the Peak Downs Mine Road this morning. The 30-year-old was trapped in the vehicle and has now been taken to Moranbah Airport for hospital transport. The other two patients have been taken to Dysart Hospital in a stable condition. While in other news, Queensland Ambulance Service remain on standby after an aircraft reportedly caught fire in Moranbah. 77 people were on board at the time, but thankfully no patients were injured or required paramedic assistance. Organisers of a local homeless expo are expecting their biggest crowd yet. The event on today at CQU Mackay campus will offer free medical services, haircuts, food, clothing and toiletries to all in need. CASA manager Lorraine Wirth says hundreds of people are expected to drop by and everyone is welcome.
I think it's an essential part of any community to be able to provide some sort of support and or assistance to someone who needs it. As we know, the rental market at the moment is pretty dire.
Lorraine says they can't house a lot of people seeking help, but they can offer any assistance they can. And the Great Barrier Reef Foundation and the Coral Nurture Programme are joining forces to plant 4,000 corals in Port Douglas, Cairns and the Whitsundays. Coral Palooza will take place in 12 countries globally, with Australia joining the effort for the first time. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Mackay and the Whitsundays local news and add to your favourites now.